Hello, it's Wildcards, the show where democracy decides what we spend our time talking about. And with me, at the whims of democracy, I've got Harriet Prior, I've got Adam Smith, I've got Lizzie Doyle, and I've got Mike Bancole. Adam, I read your name off my little notes there rather than off the screen, just to make sure that I would refer to you by your actual name.
I'm so annoyed.
You've got to put it in every time you log into the call, and I reckon you make it Adam Stevens just to try and trip me up. But not this time, Adam Smith.
I know. It's a small
name.
Pleasure. It is. Yeah, there was already an Adam Smith, annoyingly. So Stevens, after Stephen Gerrard, if you're wondering.
That's where the Stevens came from. Why did you choose to not go, for example, for like Adam, you know, something kooky?
Federico.
I did have a conversation with a tutor at my drama school, because my dad's name is Bryce, B-R-Y-C-E. And I said to them, you know, what would you think about Bryce Adams? And they were like, Bright Adams? No, ridiculous. You're not musical theatre love. No, you can't be Bright Adams. And I was like, well, wasn't what I said, but I feel like you've proven my point anyway. So I won't go with that one. So,
I might be Harriet Torres from now on. My stage name is Harriet Torres.
I thought I saw you on the telly the other day, Adam, but maybe that was Adam Stevens.
Exactly. Do you know, I may have told this story before, but I did an advert not long after I'd left drama school, and one of my teachers got in touch with me on Facebook and was like, I saw somebody that looked just like you in an advert the other day. And I was like, you literally told me? Like, did you not have that much faith that it was actually me, that you just thought it was somebody that looked like me? So yes, you are seeing me in an advert at the moment, but I have not seen it yet. Everybody keeps telling me they've seen it. I have not yet seen it.
Oh, well, this is exciting.
I was watching Love Island and I was just like, it's on the show, I tell you, in the garden centre. I was like, yep. There you go.
So what we've learned is that Adam doesn't watch enough Love Island.